This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, because we are connected to you, we have discovered we are more valuable than we ever thought possible. Because we are connected to your Son, Jesus, we have discovered we are more fully human than we ever thought possible. Because we are connected to each other, we have discovered that we are better lovers than we ever thought possible. And so, God, we give thanks that we are a part of you and you are a part of us. Amen. Good morning. Anger, murder, lust, adultery, divorce, swearing. Happy Valentine's Day weekend. Or if I wanted to be politically incorrect, happy President's Day weekend with those same words. Well, I hope you didn't get the heebie-jeebies when you came into church today and you saw a runner here and thought, oh my gosh, confirmation last week, now they're going to do a wedding in the Sunday service. We had last night a renewal of marriage vows for Valentine's Day weekend, and I always like to leave this runner up on the following Sunday as a reminder to everyone that whether or not you have a spouse or a partner, you are married by the fact that Jesus Christ has chosen to be in relationship with you. Jesus takes the church as his bride, and as such, we are invited singularly and collectively to be in that relationship with Christ. And so we celebrate that today. And we look at the gospel at first glance, and it's like, well, it doesn't look like we're exactly celebrating today, does it? I mean, if I was to say, okay, we're going to figure out who gets to stay for the Eucharist today. So if you or your spouse has been involved in a divorce in your life, you can all leave, and half the church plus would leave, including me. And then I would say, okay, if you have ever lusted for another individual in your heart, it is now time for you to leave. And of course, with those that got up to leave, that would also increase the divorce rate in those same couples. So we're not going to go that route. What I think we need to do is, as usual, we need to look at this gospel in the context of what Jesus has been talking about and continues to talk about. We are in the midst of his Sermon on the Mount that began in Matthew 5, 1 to 12, with the famous Beatitudes that we have all heard throughout our lives. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, and so forth. We would have heard that a couple weeks ago, but we had that Feast of the Presentation that interrupted us, but that's what sets the tone for this whole Sermon on the Mount. We heard last week Bishop Todd preach that wonderful message to us about being the salt of the earth, the light of the world, that Jesus is commissioning us to go out. And I think this is the context we need to understand what he's saying today. We are going to hear a continuation of this gospel next week as well. And Jesus continues to talk about, you have heard it said, and then he says, but I say to you. He's going to do that 9 times. We hear 4 of them today. But I think we need to understand the hand gestures that Jesus would have probably used when he talked about these things. I think it would have been something like this. You have heard it said, but I say to you. alternatively, maybe it was like this. You have heard it said that this is what you need to do. But I say to you, this is what you need to do. Now, when I think about it in a context like that, it has more to do with the relationship that Jesus is wishing to enter into with us and continue to grow within us. You know, as we heard in that second reading, we couldn't do it ourselves. The collect even today tells us about that. That God in Jesus came down to us and met us where we are at. But he doesn't leave us there. He calls us to become all that we can possibly be. And that is infinity and beyond. That we're never done. It can continue to get better and better. Last night in this church, I have people raise their hands as to how long they've been married. We had four couples here last night who had been married over 60 years. Those four couples had the biggest smiles on their faces than anybody in this church last night. They show us that it's possible that our relationships can just continue to grow and get better and better. And the alternative is if they don't, they go the other way. Well, Jesus is talking about that in terms of our relationship with him. You know, he mentions these things, the litany that I gave you to start with, and if you're doing that stuff, well, let's go back to the Bob Newhart video we watched a few years ago. Stop it. And we start there. But it's just not that. It's this. Because there is this possibility of this relationship that can continue to grow and grow and grow. To put it simply, we're never done. He talks in another place in this speech about your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. Meaning it's just not about that litany of not doing that stuff. And besides, a lot of those things are premoral. They're thoughts and feelings that are just givens, and they're not good or bad. Anger is not a good or a bad. It's a question of what I do with it. The thoughts and the feelings I have about other people that come into my head, they're premoral. I can't control that. What I do control is what I do with it. And so it becomes for us the importance of looking at those things and what we are doing about it. There's nothing wrong with anger itself. Anger is mentioned 400 times in the Bible. 300 of the times that it's in the Bible, guess who's angry? God. It's a question of what we do with the anger that we have. So it becomes important for us to look at what Jesus is doing. You have heard it said this, I say this. It's a natural human tendency for us to just feel like we're settled, that I've done my work, I'll keep doing what I'm doing. You keep the law? Jesus would say, great, but come deeper with me. He takes us to the deeper even when we don't know how to live there. That's all fine and that's all really good, he says, with what you're doing, but you can be better than that. I provide for my family. That's good, Jesus says, but are you working on making your relationships even greater? I don't steal. Jesus says, great, way to go. But what are you doing to make sure that there's less starvation in the world and helping those who are in need? I go to church, I say my prayers, and Jesus says, great, you're doing already more than what most people do. But I want to be in relationship with you so that we're just not in relationship on a Sunday morning or before you go to bed at night, but throughout your day. I don't know if you're aware, but I wrote a couple books in my life, co-authored them actually. And it was when I was at Motorola. And the first book that I co-authored with a dear friend who's now gone to heaven, Mary Saint, was called Steps to Service Quality. And we came up with this process that we would go out. I was working with the joint ventures of Motorola at the time around the world to help them improve the quality of their service businesses. And the message that we basically wanted to impart to them is basically this message that we're never done. We can always get better. And so we had this process of you become aware of the situation. You get involved in the situation, meaning you figure out what it is that we need to look at and measure and work on getting better. And then we get committed that we put systems in place to get better. And then we own it. We own that whole process. But it becomes iterative that once we get those things done, we go back and we start over. And now what can we do next to get better and better and better? And it was a situation that worked. So I was transferred to a new division, and we were told to go work with the suppliers, the people that made all the components that go into the Motorola phones and pagers at the time and all that stuff. And my boss said, okay, Mary and Marty, you guys write another book, another process that we can roll out worldwide to work with our suppliers. And so we wrote Steps to Supplier Quality. Looks familiar, doesn't it, the two? Basically the same process, and it's the same message that we just need to look at what's important to the relationship. How can we do it better? Work on it and get better and then start over and do it again, and you continue to get better and better and better. Well, I don't have to write a book, Steps to Christian Journey Quality, because Jesus already gave it to us today. He's telling us this, that if you think your world is like this, open your heart because there's so much more. That's what this is about. So if nothing else on this Valentine's Day weekend, take great comfort in knowing you have a God that loves you enough, that's going to meet you where you are, love you where you are, but not just going to leave you there. He's going to take you higher and higher and higher. Amen.